Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You heard Joe Mazzulla there. Hates preseason games. Just wants regular season games.
We're almost there.
You know what else he hates, Keith?
Apparently the media.
Apparently the media.
Including our guy Justin Turpin.
We have a member
of
the Boston Celtics media here that participated in yesterday's very high-profile media game. I saw this all over like the local news. It's covered on NBC Sports Boston.
Yesterday during Grab Bag, we mentioned how, like, hey, the big media game is today. And Jones and I were both like, you know, it'd be nice to get an invite. Nice to get an invite. Well, it was a blessing in disguise,
it
Jones.
Really, it really
turns
was.
Out it was not media versus
really
media.
Was.
It was media versus Celtics coaches. So first of all, Terp, welcome. Second, how did you guys hear the news and what was everybody's reaction?
It was the last question of Joe Mazzulla's practice scrum yesterday. He's like, well, I don't know how to break it to you guys, but you're not playing each other. You're playing the coaches. And he just walked off. He didn't say anything else. And just straight face walked away from the scrum. And everyone's like, wait, is he serious? Like,
well,
is this actually going down? So there was some confusion. We go up, and about an hour later, we go down, and we start warming up. And Joe Mazzulla's out there dribbling a basketball. He's like yelling, let's go, let's go.
So he's ready to go.
It was on. Yeah.
Unreal.
Okay, so anybody who's just tuning in and was unaware of this, the score was what?
57-4
57-4
And that was a 12-minute quarter.
12-minute quarter.
It was supposed to be what?
It was supposed to be 2 12-minute halves, but I mean,
they pulled the plug
on
that.
We waved the white flag on
that. Now, how many media members were there? What kind of rotations did you guys have?
Probably like 12 of us.
Okay, so
it all happened so fast. Like, it's like battle scars.
There's 12 of you.
It all happened so fast.
It's the fog of war is what it was for the Celtics
really
media
is.
Yesterday. And so, okay, so you guys had 12-ish players against the Celtics coaches. Now, Mazzulla addressed you on the court. Is this right? You can check out Terp's recap at WEEI. I read this morning. It's worth a read. It's very funny. But what did Mazzulla ask you on the floor, and what did you answer before the game?
Yes, I was warming up. I was getting acclimated to the NBA threes, and I was just taking a couple
deep
shots,
yeah.
And Joe walks by. It's like he was scouting everyone out, like
I bet he was.
Joe Mazzulla fashion.
I bet that didn't take him very long.
He's a maniac.
Yeah.
He walks by. He goes, can you shoot? I go, yeah, I'm 3-D. I proceeded to miss like every shot I took. Got cooked defensively.
How many shots did you take, roughly?
Well, I didn't get any shots off. We shot, I think, collectively, when we played the coaches, I think we shot eight times.
You took 8 shots as a team?
I wrote this in the article this morning. I think if the half-court line was like an end zone and you got 6 points for crossing it, we still would not have won.
You couldn't.
We didn't pass half-court.
Somebody needs to call timeout there.
We tried.
Get like a press breaker.
We tried.
You need a
okay.
press breaker.
Okay,
term.
So they were pressing the whole game.
Was it
just
man-to-man? Was it man-to-man, or was it like these 1-3-1 traps?
It was quite literally, Jones, the fog of war. Like, it was, you would catch the ball, and then, like, Mazzulla's just in your face clapping like you're getting trapped from every
he'd be
angle.
The last guy you'd
like,
want to play pickup basketball.
There was no making up for that. The intensity, the athleticism, the quickness.
Okay, and this is why I said before, I'm kind of surprised you guys scored 4. No offense. I would be surprised if I were playing in that game and we scored 4. These are all like college players.
These are
fringy NBA players.
Emile Jefferson, God Sham God Jr., Deshaun Butler, obviously Missoula. Did Sam Cassell play?
No, Cassell did not. Sam Cassell, you see him warming up sometimes, and he works with players after practice. I don't think he could have played up to the pace that they were
playing.
They
were going too fast. These are all younger guys.
Joe was yelling at them. He's like, press, go up.
Emile Jefferson was a very, very good player at Duke and was in Celtics camp a few years ago, right? Like, as a player.
Emile Jefferson's one of 11 players to have 1,000 points and 900 rebounds.
And these are you know, did any of the media members even play in college?
John Corrales played, I think, at
Corrales did play. Corrales is decent in the media game. I've seen Corrales.
I haven't seen any of these guys.
Yeah, John played overseas.
Got it.
Even he didn't stand a chance.
There was nothing there. What he needed was Scal, Eddie House, and Perk. That would have maybe even the numbers a little bit.
I mean, we could have had LeBron, and we still would have struggled. That's not a good defense for the show's goat.
What was your defensive strategy? Did you guys play man-to-man? Obviously,
just pray.
You have to zone them up.
No, they're just going to rain threes.
I know, but you can't play a man. You're going to defend Emile Jefferson that man-to-man?
Did Mizzou,
you have to zone them up. Pray for misses.
Did they shoot as many threes as the Celtics do?
They would get a steal, and Joe would just go three and crash. Bombs away. There wasn't much crashing necessary.
How tall is Emile Jefferson? 6'8", 6'9"?
Yeah, right around
Okay, who's the tallest media feet. Member? Corrales?
No, Kari Thompson.
How tall is he?
Probably like 6'5", 6'6".
Okay.
And he scored a bucket. He actually got a rebound and put it up over Emile Jefferson.
Credit to him, because I saw
the
highlight
of that.
He
got a bucket.
Was it an offensive rebound?
It was offensive rebound.
Rebound. Alf Mussel,
seven field goal attempts.
It was actually a nice bucket. And that was their offense. They're full court pressing. So
the whole time they couldn't even break the press.
If they steal it, I'm sure they're just laying it up, or are they still settling for threes and hugging it?
Do you guys not have a point guard? What happened here?
It was too chaotic. I mean, we didn't have a ball handler, which was part of the issue.
That's a big issue.
I'd say
against the press, that's
time.
The main issue.
Walking up the court, clear everybody out, run some, pass and, pick away or whatever.
So they were just hucking threes, grabbing offensive rebounds, kicking back out for more hucked threes. Yeah. And threes are God Sham God Jr. was shooting from the logo.
I mean, that was so humiliating. It's like to beat us by 54. He pulls up from the logo and just walks off the court.
This is mind
it's
games
like,
this, by Missoula.
There's levels
100%.
To this.
What is the purpose?
You just answered
just
it.
Mind just games. That.
Next time you even think about asking a hard question to Missoula, and I mean anybody who played in that game, next time you even think about it, he has a massive flex over you. It's a macho head game.
But I know that it's funny, but I don't think anybody cover the Celtics is like, you know what? I bet we're better than the coaching
staff.
I don't think anybody thought that.
Emile Jefferson,
to prove it to him.
I bet I'm better than him. He's a 1,000-point scorer at Duke. I bet I'm better than him.
I guess I was a little naive going into it because I thought we were at least going to get into the half court.
Oh, I thought
a little something.
Sure.
I should have known better. It's Joe Mazzulla we're talking about. They're pressing from the start. I think it took us 6 or 7 minutes to attempt the a field goal attempt. It was that
so if you just
bad.
Get points for shots, you guys still would have lost.
By
40.
How many guys did they have?
Six. It was,
so they did. You guys,
so they
were,
got a good
you guys
rhythm,
were running
though.
Subs
they got
and
good
changing
rhythm,
lines, and they were. So that's how you got to do it.
Maybe that's why they didn't do the second half.
You needed the second half to gas them out.
In fairness, they've had the last couple weeks. They've been in training camp for 2 weeks now. This was sprung upon us. Yeah, they've been getting ready.
You weren't prepared.
Next year
we'll
be
ready. Give us a little heads up. We'll be ready.
Work some three-man weaves.
You gotta get some ringers is what you gotta do.
No, I mean you gotta drill for the next calendar year.
Nothing was
maybe
working.
Poison their food. You gotta work on something.
Any competitive edge we can get.
Yeah.
We'll need it.
It's trouble.
Laxatives in the eggs, things of that nature. All right, well, follow him on Twitter at Justin M. Turpin. Check out his latest on WEEI. It's a first-hand account. It's very funny.
What is the condition of the most important hamstring in New England this morning after last night?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Joe Mazzulla after the game did say he talked to Jalen, and Jalen said he was going to be okay. That worries me a bit.
Tightness, they were saying. So.
Right.
Yeah, it's never a good look when your best player that you expecting to carry your basketball team.
You mean your only, current only player?
No, they got some other guys, but I think everything's going to run through Jalen, like Courtney has said this year. And so with him dealing with some tightness, a little concerning, especially early in the season.
But you know what? I'd rather him leave a little bit early during a preseason game than wait and try to, if something worse happens to it before the first game, the opening game. So
maybe Joe Mazzulla can take on fifth graders today to feel better about himself.
I kind of, can I say?
Oh, no.
Don't hear him talk about it, right?
Yeah, don't, you love Hardo Joe.
I do. I have no problem with Hardo Joe, but I kind of got what he was saying, where it was like the media and he always meet in these tense, you know, situations. Even if they win, like Joe doesn't love some of the questions. There is a clear divide between he being on a stage and them below him. And he said there was no stage when he talked to the media after because they all got to get their guard down. And I don't know. I got what he was
57-4
I know, but he got to be one of them for a little bit. They got to be one of him for a little bit. Like they were all on the same.
He did that to embarrass them.
I know, but I got what he was saying. Like
I heard him.
When you see somebody in a different arena.
Right, get lunch.
Well, he was saying like the arena that we're all in.
Right.
So now let me see the passion of how they love the game.
Yes.
Right? Even though they might can't dribble or shoot a lick, he was like they were passionate about the game. They competed. I get what he's saying. And it's like,
is there a collection of people that are bigger honks than the Celtics media?
I don't know the Celtics media personally. The only one you know, Terp. I know Terp, great guy, and I know B-Rob, great guy.
And you know Mego, and you know Scal.
Yeah, Mego,
I love Terp and Mego, not exactly bomb tossers with the Celtics.
Yeah, but do you have to be a bomb tosser to be a
I'm just saying that it's not like he's taking on Dan Shaughnessy. Like I saw Jason Varitek yesterday, as we all did. I would love for him to sit down with Joe Mazzulla and talk about what actual adversarial media looks like. Like, Joe Mazzulla has had 3 seasons as head coach of the Celtics. 2 of the 3 were unsuccessful failures. So, like, for him to act like he's, like, able to just dunk on Justin Turpin to feel better about himself.
It's also like, it feels like to me he's trying to create some adversarial relationship, which doesn't really exist. Like, the only time it exists is when somebody tries to ask a random basketball-related question, and he takes it as if they're, you know, trying to date his sister and loses complete control of himself. The five-guy rebounding
was the best one. I don't know if you heard that one. Oh, that was the best one. He went complete hard on. I want 5 guys out there can rebound. Oh, what can they do different help? I want 5 guys who can rebound. 5 guys who can rebound. Okay, who they are? Bigs, smalls, centers, 5 guys who can rebound. Yeah. If they can't rebound, I get 5 guys who can rebound.
But they got to all be out there and, like, talk trash with each other. If I was a beat writer for the Celtics, like, I think that I would walk away from it feeling a bit closer to Joe Mazzulla and maybe feeling a bit...
You're never going to be close to Joe Mazzulla.
I know.
Like,
it's the feeling of it.
It's not your job. Like, the fact that he removed the stage that he sits on to answer questions.
Loved it.
It's not going to.
You
create...
are the American public.
Yeah.
Oh, so now he sits lower level with them.
Well, he just did it yesterday because they won the game.
All right.
And he wanted to have everybody on the same level.
Greg, you're with the goal of that was one, which is to embarrass the people that ask him questions. Correct?
Yeah, I think so.
It was to point out that you're asking me basketball questions, and you know nothing about the game.
And
the one guy
that he sort of goes back and forth with is Gary Washburn, who is the most respected basketball writer that has come through this city in like 50 years. He is spectacular at his job. He is not personal. He doesn't take shots that are unwarranted. And for that 57-4 reveals so much about Mazzulla's character. Like, that's what you need. You're that insecure that you need to go, you know, do a pick and roll on Mego and lay it in to feel better about yourself.
How did the media guys and gals not have Scal there? Scal would give him a fighting chance.
I would say that's my one problem with it. So rude of Scal.
Right.
Like, so rude.
Well, that's when, you know what he did? That's when he stepped back and goes, listen, I'm technically a former player, so I'm not going to jump into this one. Because if I do jump in, I got to jump on the former player side. So, what's Cornbread doing?
If your whole offense is pass it and shoot a 3, shoot me when I ask you a question if you have actual game plans. Like, literally, I could coach that.
Also, I heard Perk wanted to be there, but he's still not allowed in the building because he said something negative about the Celtics once.
Yeah, I saw Scal in the Seaport last weekend. I don't know if he would have helped the media. Was like a little bumpy.
Oh my gosh.
No, no. Scalzi, you ever see him play basketball?
He's
pretty
great.
Good.
There.
Pretty good in pickup.
Is there anything worse than a reformed fat person?
No, it wasn't not, even fat. Not, it was like
skinny fat over here.
All right, fine. A reformed skinny fat right. person who's now a runner,
right.
who's taking shots at the appearance.
It must be nice that we're all perfect.
Right. Oh yeah, coming from Wiggy, who was dumping all over you on Friday. Yeah, so now you're laughing.
Wiggy was all over my appearance.
Yeah. So Scal's no off limits. Yeah. Greg's in limits. I got
no okay. problem you, cracking on Greg.
You notice I have not returned the volley at all.
Right. Oh, because it doesn't matter.
That must mean that Wiggy has a six pack because I can't mock Scal.
No, you can mock him. I mean, it's just we have bust your balls,
Curtis.
Like I told you, like you had a gastric bypass.
Right. Curtis, you want to know why I haven't?
Like you haven't.
Curtis, you want to know why I haven't responded to Wiggy?
Why is that?
Because it would be
classless.
It would be.
True.
Abhorrent is what I would say.
I mean, yeah, you're getting a little heavy around the midsection. Nothing wrong. You're getting all that. We all get it.
It's abhorrent.
Thank you.
Speak for yourself. I mean.
Well, you let me know, right? I think that's what friends do.
No offense. No offense. Your head is the size of a basketball.
Well, I've always said I got a big head, big brain. You got to be able to hold it in there.
A lot of hot air up there.
Yeah, like you got to be able to hold a big head.
Amen.
You got to be able. Your brain's that big, sometimes, what are you going to do?
Well, anyway, Jaylen Brown, we will await the determination about the hamstring and the entire hopes and dreams of the Green Teamers hinges on the health of Jaylen Brown, at least until the return of Jason Tatum. So
he'll be good.
We will keep you updated on that on this morning's show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like I know you said on Monday, some things are important and other things are interesting.
Mm-hmm. You like that, huh?
See, I did actually. Do you also talk to the players about that sort of thing, knowing that they could get amped up for you specifically to try to win this game in Tennessee?
Yeah, this isn't, we're not trying to win one for the Gipper here. We're just trying to make sure that these guys are focused on improving. And I think that they are. They're locked in. And hopefully, you know, we can get them as prepared as we possibly can between now and Sunday.
High noon, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. That is Mike Vrabel. It's not a win one for the Gipper situation on Sunday against the Titans. How big of a factor is the Mike Vrabel revenge game? You can discuss at 617-779-7937. The Celtics media game really has taken on a life of its own, though.
It has, and it should. It's ridiculous. There are 30 teams in the NBA. Do any of the other teams do this?
Nick came in and made such a good point in the break versus on the air. Yeah. And so Nick comes in and he's like, Joe Mazzulla can say, I didn't think it was going to turn into something. What did you say, Nick, when you just came in?
They recorded the whole thing.
If the beat writers just wrote about it and there was no footage, this really wouldn't be a massive story.
I guess it was being played on SportsCenter yesterday.
And they played the highlights on the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
And Joe Mazzulla has the audacity to turn it. Yeah, I haven't seen that clip. It wasn't good.
It was pretty funny.
Well, was he on defense or offense?
He was on offense. He was taking the ball. Deshaun Butler,
who played at West Virginia in the Final Four, is like, give me that.
Yeah.
He goes, give me that.
Did he yam it on him? Was it a dunk?
No. He picked it from behind him, and Terp chasing the ball was unfortunately pretty
good. No, I'm saying he picked it from behind him, and then did he go the other way for a dunk?
It cut off before.
Oh, okay.
I don't think Terp did our show any favors, I'll be honest. I think he'd admit that as well.
But, like, again, I don't care that the Celtics media had to play the coaches. But that's funny. That's entertaining.
Tell me it's not funny.
But like, oh, I didn't know it would turn into something. Well, if you guys didn't record it and air the highlights on the Jumbotron and send it to SportsCenter, it probably wouldn't have.
It was such good bonding. We got to do it again. The media's like, yeah, hell yeah, that was fun.
Do you think there's any chance they do it again like that? No. The next time they do it, they will divvy up the coaches, I guarantee.
No, unless you get like
Scal
and a few other guys. Like, I don't know who played and who didn't and like who played basketball or whatever.
Scal Jones and Keefe.
Yeah.
Eddie House
out there.
Perk would love to throw an elbow at Mazzulla.
Perk versus Mazzulla would be good. Mazzulla would also love to defend Perk.
No, Mazzulla.
Mazzulla played the baseline of the 1-3-1 for Huggins. He was like, there's that scene of him shutting down DeMarcus Cousins like in the tournament. So I think he'd be up for it.
Mazzulla would get the best.
Mazzulla would definitely, yeah.
Text line is also saying, unless God Sham God has a kid who coaches for the Celtics, he's 49.
Well, I got news for you, bud.
He does. God Sham God Jr.
God Sham God Jr., who I'm sure is very, very, very good. Terp said he was.
A young man is so who
yeah,
that was.
No, those guys were very good. Yeah, I doubt they do it. In fact, Terp said originally they were going to play two 12-minute quarters, and they like called it quits after the one.
They called off the dogs.
Yeah,
Nick also said this in the break. Would it have been more embarrassing if the coaches just were up like 20-2 and then went four corners offense and just ran out the clock?
Just blood clock?
Or press all 12 minutes.
I think 57-4 is more embarrassing. Yeah,
I'd rather not have them dribble the ball out when you're up by 12 because you know you're not scoring.
But I would have. And listen, I'm no NBA head coach, let alone one who won a title.
Uh-huh.
But maybe like after you're up by 30, maybe don't full court press. Let them get up there and then like maybe block a few shots.
Sure.
Terps, like, they didn't even take shots. They just get the ball stolen from them in the half court the full court the whole time.
Terps said if the half court line was like an end zone. We still would have lost the game just crossing half court.
Like, wouldn't you want to see what their shots look like? They couldn't even make fun of them for bad shots because they didn't take any.
That's true.
It was just like, it was way too much.
It was about learning how people compete, Keith.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was about all being the same and being competitive for once because you guys don't do competitive jobs.
You guys don't get it.
You guys just work regular stiff jobs. Right, you guys don't work in a competitive field or a competitive job or anything like that.
No,
that's totally what it was about.
If the media had a coach, they would have removed the team from the floor. They would have been like, we're done. They would have been like 25-0, and they'd be like, this isn't getting any better.
What's the mercy rule?
Yeah, we're done. We're going to take our players off the court. This is not a safe environment for them. We need to remove them from this.
I mean, I didn't realize that until we asked Terp yesterday. He's just like, it all happened so fast.
He's like, it was a blur. I don't even remember. I don't remember the details. And now he has to be shamed, and he's trying to cover the game last night, watching himself on the jumbo screen getting smoked.
I felt bad texting him. I saw the clip on Twitter. Texted Terp.
Yeah.
Like, man, that's a bad look.
Everybody else is laughing. Yeah. Right? Mazzulla's like, it's not funny. You have a whole full arena laughing at the media. Oh, these guys can't play.
Right.
You know why they can't play? That's why they're covering the team. They know they can't play. We all know, us doing these jobs now, we know we can't play pro sports. We don't need to be reminded we can't play pro sports.
Hey, I pantsed you. Why is everybody laughing? Like, I pulled your pants down. Why is everybody laughing at that?
Shouldn't,
it's not funny.
Shouldn't do that.
I don't understand why that's a funny thing. Why is everybody laughing at
Remember
that?
Remember when you wrote that article that said you should be in the NBA and we should not be in the NBA? Like, no. I never wrote that. Never said that. We just proved you wrong.
I may have said I could have done some stuff that some NBA players have done in the past. Yeah.
That's what it was.
But no, the idea of like, yeah, just
showed you guys.
These guys all totally thought they could do our jobs. Like, we showed them.
They for sure did not.
I don't think anybody thought that.
Although if you
really wanted to complete the analogy, all the Celtics coaches should have had to cover the game afterwards.
Write an
capacity.
Article. Write
game
a quick
story,
article.
Yeah. Conduct an interview.
You have 30 minutes to post an article. Go.
Go ahead. Do it.
And some quotes. Give me some quotes. Ask some questions. Get some quotes. Put the quotes in there.
Yeah.
Fire off a couple tweets.
No typos.
Do a little video. Do a podcast.
Yeah, and then see how many clicks it gets. Yeah. See how many people read it.
Actually, and you got to watch.
Probably a lot of people would read
probably
it.
Probably a ton. Yeah.
But yeah, see how
if
many
you knew Emile Jefferson was writing an article, you'd read it.
See how many
yes,
clicks it
you
gets.
You would.
So there you go. 617-779-7937. Every Thursday at high noon, we go on the clock. Celtics start their season a week from yesterday, so less than a week away. They open it up next Wednesday. We'll do Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon. I think we have some plans for Joe Mazzulla next week as well, but we figured to get into Celtics mode.
Yes.
We could go on the clock with the season preview. You want first ups? You want second
I'll go
ups?
First
how
ups.
Do you want to
yes.
go?
Yes.
All right. Keith, take it away.
All right, here
Let's
we
put
go.
Them on the clock.
All right. Celtics preview in 60 seconds. Hopefully, Jaylen Brown's injury is not too big a deal because then that's going to change how I feel about the upcoming season. So, Jaylen Brown is going to have to, for the first, 80% of the season, carry this team. He's going to have to be back to an all-NBA type of player if they're going to want to go to where they want to go, which I think is a top six seed in the Eastern Conference. I think they get 45 wins this year. That would be good for probably sixth place if you look at last year. I think Jaylen Brown has to have a monster season. Derek White's going to be their second leading scorer. Peyton Pritchard I want off the bench. Anfernee Simons, those two guys are going to be your third and fourth scorers. The big men, that's going to be a little bit of a gamble this year. Keita, Tillman, Boucher, Garza, they're going to have to impress. Joe Mazzulla is going to have to coach his tail off this year. And then hopefully with about 20 games to go in the regular season, you get Jason Tatum back in a wide open Eastern Conference, and teams aren't going to want to play you because they've played about 60 games led by Jaylen Brown. Hopefully one of those big guys emerges, and then here comes Jason Tatum to help save the season.
Okay. What was your win total again?
45. All right. That's why I went first.
Jones sounds like he has 70.
No, I have.
I think probably also
I have
45.
A similar number that's about to be live tweaked. All right, put me on the clock. All right, here's your Celtics season preview in just 60 seconds. No Tatum, at least to start the year, so expectations are down for the Celtics. I do think he could be back in March to help this team. It is a big test for Joe Mazzulla. Is he any good? I think he's a good coach. I know he's pretty good beating up on the media, and this year will prove it. It's also going to be Jaylen's team. Can he be the lead dog this year? My sense is he can. He has to go out and prove that, although his hamstring's already barking at him, so hopefully he's good to go. I think they're going to be good. I got the over on 40.5 wins. I think they're going to be top six in the East. Put me down for 47 wins,
what?
Keith. 47. That's right. You've been mousetrapped. No sixth man for Peyton Pritchard. Because he's starting this year, he's not coming off the bench. Bigs are going to be a problem for the Celtics. They will still have plenty of shooting, though, between Derek White, Anfernee Simons, and Sam Hauser. And here's the deal. If all else fails, just have the coaches suit up, go up and beat up on the other teams. That's how the Celtics can have a strong season, and that's what I think their season is going to look like this year.
So I think top six is the goal. Like, that's where you should be.
I revised that downwards. I initially had that top four seed at the beginning of the offseason.
Oh, yeah, no.
But they peeled away so much and didn't replace hardly anything that I had to revise that one down. I started the offseason saying 50 wins in top four. I was going to say 45 in top six. I'm now forced to go upwards
but at least
a little bit.
But you haven't budged off top six, which I think some have. We looked at some of the predictions or some of the simulations. They had them in the play-in, which is 7 through 10. But if you look at last year, there were two teams in the Eastern Conference with 60 wins. They were one of them. Mm-hmm. There was two with 50. There were three with 40. I'm sorry, four with 40. And then there were two that made the play-in with in the 30s, like high 30s for wins.
Meaning so, like the 9 and 10 seeds.
I think if you end up being a 45-win team, that's fifth or sixth. And the Eastern Conference is wide open. I mean, the Pacers aren't going to be as good without Halliburton.
The ESPN simulation has Orlando winning the whole thing. They have the best team in the East, and they have Orlando winning the whole thing. I mean, if that's the Eastern Conference, and then we're talking about who at the top, Cleveland and the Knicks, you can win some games in this conference. But you look at the bigs. I know Tillman hit the big shot last night. I guess Keita played pretty well. Boucher, I think we both are feel decently
I like,
about.
I like him fine.
But that is going to be, and you heard this is how Missoula's week started, crying about the rebounding and yelling at reporters then for some of their questions. So that's going to be an issue for them all season long. But you can win 45 games in the NBA and be massively flawed.
Well, I also think if you have an all-NBA player in Brown and then another all-star, maybe this will be the first year Derek White actually makes the all-star team, right? I think he's going to get plenty of shots. He's going to, and he's one of the better defensive players, one of the better defensive guards in the league. So if you have those two guys kind of leading the way, Pritchard and Simon can both score, right? So, like, it's not like some of these teams that have one or two good players, when they come off the court, they don't score. Like, they just have, they have such a hard time. But those guys can still score. How they do on the glass, how they do against some of the better big men in the league will be a challenge, but I'm with you. I think they could still win a lot of games, and I'm not ruling out an early March return for Tatum. So you got to kind of tread water. You could even be the seventh seed, like, at that point, and then maybe that final push, and he probably wouldn't play back-to-backs. He probably wouldn't play every game the rest of the way.
But he could still give you a lift late in the year.
Yeah, something.
For sure. How concerned should we be about Jalen's hammy? I know Missoula said after the game, big deal.
I don't know. We heard that about Christian Gonzalez's, didn't we?
We did.
And if you don't have Jaylen Brown, that throws everything out, right? Like, that, for them to even get to 45 wins, you need Jaylen Brown from game one on being really, really good. If you don't, then look at the roster. Then that looks like a lottery team.
Yeah.
Like, you can't take the Celtics and Tatum, Brown, Porzingis, Holiday, Horford, and be like, they'll be fine.
But even if he has Gonzalez's hamstring, he's still back in December. You know what I mean? He's still playing a bunch of games. And
but that's terrifying. So now you have 20-plus games without Brown or Tatum.
Yeah. Look, I'm not saying it's ideal. He's not going to be out till December.
No, I don't think so either. But I'm just saying, like, we heard the same thing about Gonzalez.
Yes.
And so maybe it's just we heard that too recently about these hamstrings. Like, he's fine. Won't even miss any time. And I know it's preseason. And even if it was like the slightest of slight hamstring pulls last night, obviously don't return him to the game. I think the same thing happened with the Kings with Sabonis. Sabonis went down. He didn't come back in, but like probably precautionary.
And it looked like Jalen took himself out, right? And so I think that's probably good. It wasn't like trainers were out there on the court and he fell down into a heap. He felt something. He walked off. So I don't think it's a huge deal, but could his status be in doubt for the opener less than a week away? Sure.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. I like that. That'd be a good Hunter Henry surprise question, Keith. How surprised were you when you saw the score of the Celtics media game?
When Missoula decided to have his coaching staff take on the media?
That's a good one from the Twitch chat. I also like this on the text line. Guys, have all the coaches write a quick article, post it in 30 minutes, no typos, make sure you include some quotes from guys who don't want to cooperate with you on top of it. So that's true.
You gotta
deal with the Celtics media members who are now the players that are being interviewed.
And then if you don't have enough
want
people,
nothing to do with you and don't even want to give you any time of day.
And then if not enough people click on it, your bosses will yell at you. And then if still not enough people click on it, you'll lose your job. But it's not competitive.
Well, you'll get the hate on social media. You'll get that too. So deal with that.
You don't get competition. You guys don't understand.
That's good. You can go on the clock, 617-779-7937 with your Celtics season preview. I don't think this is an on the clock. Mike has been on hold for a little bit, but Mike is in Brockton. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Love your show. Listen every day when I'm on the road. I was watching the video. I'm just trying to find out what was the purpose of it. The kid, Akari Thompson, played AAU for me back in the day. He didn't play college basketball. And I razzed him about. He scored two of the four points.
Mike, he had a nice bucket. I was going to say, without him, they got shut out. Yeah.
He scored two of the 4 points. And he put it on his social media. And I'm like, okay, so you still got punched by 50. And I'm watching. I felt so bad for Kayla Burton. If you watch the video, she was like just running around, closing out on everybody, flailing like one of those blow-up dolls in front of T-Mobile store during the grand opening. I just felt so bad for her. And they're picking her pocket, going down, dunking. I'm like, how much fun can this really be?
So I didn't.
How much fun? And I was like,
oh, I think they had fun.
Well, I was going to say half the people on the court had fun.
Yeah,
the other half did not. There's no way you had fun.
So
I think it's a funny experience, and like they can talk about it, and they got way more. Like speaking of like getting people to read your articles, more people read your article about that, I'm guessing, than would have been about like, hey, day 20 of practice, Hugo Gonzalez, you know, dove in the corner. Like people, I thought this was entertaining, thought it was funny, but yeah, they just didn't have a chance. What was the point of it? I think was just to embarrass them and to be like, hey, like, you guys are in the media for a reason. You're not, like, at this level, which I think everybody already knew.
Well, I would think that, yes, everybody already knew that. But I would think that about any coach doing this, specifically Joe Mazzulla and his relationship with the media.
Yeah, which is odd.
He tries to embarrass him all the time.
Yep.
You know?
Remember, like, he referenced a Gary Washburn article from, like, years earlier.
Yeah.
He's like, well, there was a game against the Rockets in November of 21 where you said this. And he's like, okay.
Whatever. Joe Mazzulla can try to embarrass the media all he wants. He's not the first coach to do it. Like, fine. I'm not even saying it's a good or a bad thing. It just is.
Find a two-on-one, two-on-one. Find a two-on-one. Find a two-on-one. What does a two-on-one present? Two shooters on the two-on-one? There's two shooters on the two-on-one. There's not two shooters on the two-on-one. You create a two-on-one.
He lives to embarrass the media.
Yeah.
So what was the point? That.
Hmm?
But no, I haven't heard Twitch chat is saying, oh, you know, no one had fun doing it. I think the media members all have said that it was a good experience and a fun experience.
Oh, they're not like mad about
it. But while they were out, no one's at least claiming to be mad about
it. Oh, that's true.
Terp couldn't recount it without a smile on his face.
Yeah, right. He was like laughing about it. Like, what an experience.
But in real time, while you're getting your ass beat, I don't think that was super fun.
But I think later on, there's a reason why they also did a media versus media game, because that's what they were hoping to do when they showed up.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. But the point was to embarrass them. And now Joe's trying to run from that, which I just think is the most
embarrassing. It's actually all about bonding, because there's no other way to bond.
The most embarrassing part of all of it is how Joe's handled it.
You know what? If you really wanted to bond with the media, pizza party. You get a whole bunch of pies, a whole bunch of 2 liters, and you just start talking.
Have you ever seen a Wednesday down in Foxborough, Keith? All they got to do is throw like some Chick-fil-A at you or like a Papagino's.
People are having the best time.
It's like, it's a great time. The whole media down there is happy.
No. They're like, tie your shoes tight, get out there. We're playing 12 minutes. Let's go. No shot clocks. You're not going to have the ball long enough.
I still think it's a little embarrassing for the coaches that they allowed 4 points. I feel like
they didn't pitch a shutout.
That's a narrative that should be picked up a little bit more. It's like, wow, they beat them. How did they allow two?
I agree.
I still would investigate that a little bit more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons. Hopefully this alarm that is sounding is not an indicator of what Dan Ball is about to tell us, because the Patriots injury report is out. Dan Ball, updates from Foxborough.
All right, we'll start with the good, like any therapist does. Three players were full participants today. I kind of find it funny that they classify them as full participants and there's only three. Wasn't everybody else a full participant? But whatever.
Yeah.
Can't fit that into
the whole plan.
Good
point.
Can't fit that into a trending report. So I said it here. Three players: Christian Barmore, Christian Gonzalez, Keon White, all full participants.
And you know that's notable. We bitched about it last week because Christian Gonzalez came back. He was not on the injury report at all for a week. And then he was on the injury report limited. And we were like, well, if he still was dealing with it, why wasn't he listed as full participation hamstring? Now he's being listed as what he probably should have been listed at as all along. So, okay, we've averted crisis there. We moved on. What about the rest?
Five players limited today. Stephon Diggs, Jalen Hawkins was back at practice in a limited capacity, which
Boom!
Is huge. Goodness.
Patriots roll. Screw you, Titans.
Anfernee Jennings, Marte Mapu, Morgan Moses, all limited today. I feel like Morgan Moses is just going to be limited all season. I don't think he's moved from that.
He's 107. Well, like, he's got bad knees. Yeah. He's probably got bad everything.
I'm not blaming him. I'm just reporting the facts. So those are the five that are limited. And then two players did not practice today.
Rhymes with Harold Landry.
You're still bad at that game. Corner Charles Woods and linebacker Harold Landry.
Yeah, that is a weird situation because I thought it was serious when it happened.
Yeah.
Then he comes back and I'm like, okay, you avoided it.
Yep.
And I know how.
Could be swelling.
Yeah, you know, swelling.
You know how this works.
Adrenaline.
Like, yeah, the adrenaline kicks in. Like, I'll be fine. And then a day later, it's like, boom.
But you do. I'm sure he does the Tordal shot. The Tordal shot.
Yeah, the T-shot.
T-shot.
He
feel no pain.
I'm guessing he had his ankle taped when the injury happened, so they didn't untape it. And then when they took the tape off after the game, you're right, it probably blew up. And
we're making a lot of assumptions, but I feel very confident.
Yeah,
very confident.
Why not roll with it? There's a guy who's made a whole career on social media of looking at like one little video and saying, "Oh, this guy's going to need this surgery. He's out for this long." Like all the, we can do it. You played in the league.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
Who knows more about Toradol than Ted Johnson?
Nobody. Nobody.
Perfect.
Nobody.
Speaking of injuries, we're going to get to the Joe Mazzulla comments on the media game, but real quick, I was watching the Celtics last night. Should I be concerned that Jaylen Brown left with a hamstring injury and did not return?
Yeah.
We just talked about Christian Gonzalez. He left a training camp practice once upon a time, and everybody was like, don't worry about it. He'll be back for the regular season. Nothing to see here. And what was it, about 2 months later, he actually returned. So, Jaylen Brown, nothing to worry about, or should I be worried?
I'm mildly worried, yes. I mean, the first game is, a week from basically
yesterday.
6 days?
From last
six
night,
days
yeah,
from but... now. So, yeah, I'm worried. Heck, are you kidding me? I mean, if we don't have JB, forget it. We don't have a chance. So, we need Jaylen Brown healthy. He grabbed his hamstring. I don't know. Sometimes guys do that just so everyone knows that he's something happened. But I also think it's a reaction to feeling a twinge.
Yeah.
Right? And if you feel a twinge, okay, that's not good. That's not good at all. So I feel like basketball, you can kind of manage a hamstring better than maybe football. But you really need Jaylen Brown, considering how tough the schedule is to start.
It's, and I heard Scal talking
just to set
about,
a good tone.
Absolutely. I'm surprised how over the top you acknowledge that you need Jaylen Brown to carry this basketball team to where they're going to go this year.
Considering the other players that are on the team, yes.
Do you Jaylen get points Brown, for that?
No. But Scal, during the broadcast, I was listening to him, and he was talking about how hamstring injuries can be so weird in the NBA where, like, you know, Zion misses the whole year. Another guy misses a week and he's back out there and you forget that he ever had a hamstring injury. Mm-hmm. Steph Curry had, like, there's been a lot of variables. Let's just hope that JB is more on the by the opener, he's fine kind of timeline.
Then the next thought goes to, Well, they've been running and gunning in practice. Is he overworked? You know, was he?
Okay, pump the brakes. You're doing a lot of speculating and assuming
much, right?
There.
Well,
too much.
You just said 2 seconds ago, that's what we do.
You didn't play in the NBA. I let you speculate on NFL. Okay, you didn't play in the NBA. As big as you are, you didn't play in the NBA.
If local hamstrings have any indication, it could be up to 8 weeks, even if we think it's just going to be a week or two, so watch out.
Speaking of guys that didn't play in the NBA, we had a Celtics media versus, not Celtics media, what they thought they signed up for, but Terp and company faced the assistant coaches. We all saw the highlights. We saw the score, 57-4. Yes, the coaches pressed for a full 12 minutes, and yes, 57 points were scored in just 12 minutes. There was supposed to be a second half, and they said, no mas, we don't need to do the second half. But Joe Mazzulla talked about it, and Dan Ball got angry. So let's hear what got Dan Ball angry.
Hey, thanks for yesterday, too, guys. I obviously didn't know it was going to turn into what it did, but I don't think you realize how much it helped me, see. I think one of the reasons, there's no stage up here today because
See what?
How did he not know it was going to turn into what it turned into?
Line number one.
Everybody who played was a high-end college basketball player. Great player at West Virginia, Final Four, Duke, all these various places hold records wherever they went.
And you, head coach of the Celtics, told your entire staff to run a full court press for all 12 minutes. Yeah. You knew exactly how this was going to go.
But is that what he's talking about? Is he talking about the score? Or is he like, I didn't know how this was going to go. Like, we were going to have a really good time and have fun and become closer during this
thing. That's not the way I took it. Let's let him talk about it, though.
It helped me, see. I think one of the reasons, there's no stage up here today because I felt like after yesterday we all had our guard down and like we were all in the competitive arena together.
So the king has come down from his throne. Is that what we are to read that as? Like his seat at press conferences used to be elevated, but that was when he was above you. Hmm. Now we're all one in the same, and I'm going to come down with you peons on the level ground.
Not sure he meant it that way, but that's kind of how it sounds. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, roll it.
Because I felt like after yesterday, we all had our guard down and like we were all in the competitive arena together. That meant a lot to lower everyone's guard and, bust balls and do all that stuff. So it was cool to see everybody in a natural environment. And, sometimes we're coming from a competitive arena and you're not.
That's not a natural environment.
Yeah, hold on. What natural environment is this for a bunch of people that cover basketball versus former professionals?
The last thing it is a natural environment.
That's like at the zoo when they throw a steak into the lion and say, that's good to see him in his natural environment enjoying a steak.
Joe talks so fast, I wonder if he realizes what he's saying sometimes. And I wonder if slow it down, Joe. Do you realize what you're saying?
You think there's a PR
guy? That would be like Ted if like you and Wiggy and a bunch of other people got together and we had a pickup tackle game in the backyard and you ended up burying me in the Charles River. My God.
Well, then I would understand you on a more human level then.
Yeah, it's like
he would
we
come
would
down from his throne.
Balls, letting our guards down.
I think he just meant like not at work.
Okay, roll it.
Okay.
Why are you defending everything?
See everybody in a natural environment and sometimes we're coming from a competitive arena and you're not in a competitive arena. You're just doing your job.
Stop.
And that's where things get misinterpreted.
Stop.
Nothing competitive about being in the media market. Nothing.
I said this, and Stiz got really angry. You can actually kind of make an argument. Media is more competitive these days than the NBA. The NBA hasn't contracted teams. They haven't cut rosters, right? Every media entity in the world either has closed its doors or has shaved staff and is paying staff less to do more.
Right.
They're not doing that. Did they cut the NBA rosters down to 6 players and are like, you guys just got to play more. Sorry, we don't have the
still
funds.
Still 15.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's not right.
Every media member is competing with every other media member for eyeballs and clicks and downloads.
Dumb take.
I actually do. What are you, Shine?
We just have fun on this show. When we call each other idiots, we actually love each other. No, but is it easier to become a member of the media or an NBA sports team?
I didn't say easier. I said competitive.
Competitive.
I used his word, his C word, competitive. Competitive.
It's competitive.
I didn't say easier, because to be in the NBA, the first thing you need to be born is tall. Aside from like the less than one percenters like Isaiah Thomas, you got to be tall. And the media world is every bit as competitive, if not more competitive, than it has ever been. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll hear the rest from Joe Mazzulla on the other side, and we'll also have the drive, because Stiz is in a fighting mood, and Dan Ball wants to bitch about Joe Mazzulla. That's all next in the drive here on WEEI Afternoons.
Hey, thanks for yesterday too, guys. I obviously didn't know it was going to turn into what it did, but I don't think you realize how much it helped me, you know, see. I think one of the reasons, you know, there's no stage up here today because I felt like after yesterday we all had our guard down and like we were all in the competitive arena together. That meant a lot to lower everyone's guard and, you know, bust balls and do all that stuff. So it was cool to see everybody in a natural environment. And you know, sometimes we're coming from a competitive arena and you're not in a competitive arena. You're just doing your job. And that's where things get misinterpreted. But like for all of us to be in the same arena, I think that says a lot. So yesterday was very, very important. It'll be laughed at and joked about, but it means a lot more to humanize. We have too many interactions where it's coach and you, like everyone's doing their job. But we all got to see Corrales shove, you know, Jack Simone, which is no different than me getting pissed at Jack Simone's question, right? It's a competitive reaction to a thing that's going on. So if anything, we have to do it more because it humanizes the competition. And I realize how much you guys really like the game and care about it. So I hope that it doesn't drag on as something that's funny. It's something that was serious, you know, so I meant that. And that was important that we did that yesterday, and we'll do it again. So thanks. Appreciate it.
We'll do it again. There's going to be another one of these? He's the weirdest guy in the city. Like, I don't even think it's up for debate. He's an odd duck. He always has been. We always kind of joke around about it.
Uh-huh.
But then he keeps, like, adding to it. And this is, like, the latest of it. It's like, I hope you guys don't, like, find it funny. It's like, you full court pressed a bunch of beat writers for 12 minutes and beat them 57-4. Then you're showing highlights of it during the preseason game last night.
So we heard this. I didn't realize this. We heard this right before the show. Yeah. Terp was mentioning, because there was a preseason game last night.
Yeah.
Celtics won. Xavier Tillman with a big late shot. Jaylen Brown's hammy is barking at him.
Right.
How big of an issue is that we can get to? But Terp's like, oh, yeah, they had a highlight of me on the Jumbotron from the media game.
Right.
So Mazzulla before the game goes, I didn't want it to turn into what it did. He's pretending like he big brained the whole thing. Like, oh, what I actually wanted to do is see how you guys were competing, as opposed to just sending a message to these beat writers like, how dare you?
I know, but he also had
to even ask me a basketball question. I know what you play, what you look like as a basketball player. You're not on my level. Like, clearly that's what was going on.
He also had a weird line in there about how, like, basically people, like, other people's jobs, like, aren't competitive. It's like, yeah, no, it's different, but they're all competitive.
Yeah.
Like, you tell a sales guy or girl, like, that's not competitive.
Well, sure.
You're, like, literally fighting for every dollar you make. Like, that's not competitive.
No, or even, like, you're at the Globe and the Herald, or you're at WEEI and Mass Life. There's no competition there?
No.
Like, what are you talking about?
Only basketball.
So, anyways, whatever.
Only he would understand.
Fine. But the idea that, like, he big-brained it, and he just wanted to see, oh, I took away the... Did you notice there's no podium here today because we're all the same? Like, that's what he was doing?
Yeah, no, he's...
Get out of my face with that.
He's 10 steps ahead.
But then, I had no idea it was going to turn into this. I can't believe it turned into this. I'm so sorry. And then 5 minutes later, they're showing highlights of it on the Jumbotron?
Correct.
What?
Celtics' Twitter account was, like, posting all kinds of clips. They posted the score. They posted everything. So, like, they got it out there. Also, you're playing against 12... writers. What do you think they're going to do with that?
Yeah.
If any of them are any good, they're going to write about
it. Gonna mention
which
it.
I think they all did.
Yeah.
Like, right. So that's it's going to become a big deal.
And you said in your media scrum at the end, guys, you're not playing each other today. You're playing the coaches. And they, like, walked off like it was, like,
it was all
threat.
Fired up about
like, it was a threat.
It was
so
a threat,
like, look,
yeah.
I don't, and when I say threat, I don't mean that literally. I know it was a John Zanis yesterday on Twitter was like, oh, it's bullying and all this. I'm like, oh, let's not go too far with any of it.
I think it is funny, but now Mazzulla's trying to tell us it's not even funny.
Thank you.
And he's like, this was actually really good for everybody to do. Like, no, it wasn't.
It's not
it was funny.
It's not bullying. No one needs a safe space.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
None of that. I'm
we
not
can
saying
handle
that.
It.
Right. It was funny. But don't pretend like that wasn't your intention was to stomp on and embarrass these beat writers. That's fine. It's funny.
Do whatever
you want.
They were there
for
it. Yeah.
Don't turn around and say, guys, I took away the podium.
Yeah.
We're all on the same level. I can't believe it turned into what it did.
And now we know each other so
well. I
wanted
to see us all in a competitive environment. Let's go have a beer sometime.
Right.
Like, don't do that either.
Yeah. This was the only way for us to bond. This is the only way. Us beating you by 50 points in a 12-minute game.
Zanis, among other people, did have a good point. He's like, if you really wanted to bond and all get on the same level, why don't you divvy up some of the coaches and split them up with the media?
You easily could have picked teams.
You didn't have to stomp on them. You could have God Sham God over here and Emil Jefferson over there and then Terp on one team and Jack Simone and whoever
you
else
could have done that.
On the other team.
You also could have done – Joe Mazzulla could have coached one of the teams.
Sure.
But like, call timeout, get inside the huddle with Joe Mazzulla, have him screaming at Terp to get to the corner.
Mazzulla
could have
coached
office,
one media team.
Sam Cassell coaches another.
Thank you. And that's,
there's 100
that'd be another
different
way to
ways to do it.
But if you're going to do it this way, and I'm with you, I'm not even like completely anti against it. I think it's made it a pretty funny story overall. But if you're like, you can't, don't even enjoy this, you guys don't get the context. That's what his thing was. You don't get the context. Yeah, I do. You were like, oh, we have an opportunity to just stick it to the media who's going to ask us questions. And, oh, by the way, this season may not go the way we want it to go. So there might be some times where they have the opportunity to, you know, hit us with some questions that we don't want to answer. So we'll take our chances now to embarrass them.
Yeah, don't pretend it was bonding. It wasn't bonding.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, look, I think the beat writers had a good time with it. I think they've all been good-natured about it.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying they didn't have any fun. But, like, don't tell me that's what Joe Mazzulla was trying to do.
No.
Joe Mazzulla was playing macho head games, which is fine. I'm okay with that. It's not bullying. No one needs a safe space.
Yeah.
But don't pretend it was anything other than what it was.
We're getting multiple texts about the old Joe Mazzulla games that we played before, which I think next week we may have to come back with another one.
I think you're going to be hearing one next week, yes.
So.
I know you saw Broussard on Twitter. You sent this last night.
Yeah, this guy.
Chris Broussard on Twitter. What the heck has happened to the NBA media? It's a screenshot of the score, 57-4.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Oh, here we go.
Myself, Stephen A., Mike Wise. We're really going back in the day if Mike Wise is in this game.
Remembers.
Who's Mike Wise?
I think he was at the Washington Post, if I'm not mistaken.
All right.
Jerry Bembry. Matt Steinmetz, a.k.a. the media Larry Bird.
I don't know who
is this guy.
The Steinmetz?
Sean Powell and Rick Bucher are taking out Mazzulla and company.
Dude, you're not. You're not. Now, would it be 57-4? Probably
maybe
not. No. I mean, like, I don't know how many guys on that list played college basketball, but let's just assume.
Well, I
half
assume
or
Matt
all of them
Steinmetz,
did.
The media Larry Bird, must have played at you know, UNC.
But, like,
I would guess.
That's just so dumb. The coach, so Joe Mazzulla was on a Final Four team. Deshaun Butler's on a Final Four team. Emile Jefferson was
1,000-point scorer,
statistically one of the better players in Duke history.
Yeah.
Godsham God Jr. apparently is like a super athlete, and they're all in shape still. This is so back in the day. This is the other thing. A lot of coaching staffs were probably old. Think about how many old coaches there were. It's a new guard now. Like these guys are.
Aren't they all like early 30s?
Yes.
Okay.
Shamgod is probably in his 20s.
And I know from watching some of these Celtics documentaries the last few years.
Yeah.
And it might have been Simmons' one. It might have been another peek behind the curtain that the Celtics did. I don't remember which one. But you see the coaches like scrimmaging Tatum. So these guys are going from playing.
Yeah.
They're matched up on Tatum
was
one
Bill
day.
Was Bill Fitch doing that? Was he D-ing up Jaylen Brown?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
but it's
so.
Like one day these guys are playing against and defending Tatum.
Yeah.
And then the next day it's Terp. And it's like, what do you expect? Like, of course.
It's so stupid.
But, yeah, maybe Chris Broussard.
Oh, Broussard from the clouds, though. Like, hey, remember me, how good of an athlete I was? Like, you were so close. You almost made it to the league.
Stephen A. did play college basketball.
Yeah, but Jason Whitlock, this is how they got in their whole beef. Jason Whitlock was like, he was terrible. And Stephen A.'s like, I wasn't. And then he's like, he found an old box score where he had, like, no points.
But I'm saying, to Stephen A.'s credit, he was good enough to play college basketball. That's a good basketball player.
Yeah.
These guys were all super high-level college basketball players, and they're all in their 30s.
Right. If you play at Hobart or you play at Duke, there's a big difference there. You're going to be able to notice one more than the other.
Unreal.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.